We are the official football of the NFL in Wilson's Bend since 1941, and we've had our factory, our Wilson football factory, in Ada, Ohio since 1955. So the folks in Ada, Ohio, which is 120 of them, make every single NFL game ball, and certainly for us right now, it's Super Bowl time. It's our greatest moment right now.
Now, what kinds of materials go into an official NFL Wilson football?
All of our game footballs are made of cowhide, from cowhide. So the theory always was people could refer to the football as a pigskin, but it's not pigskin. It's actually from cowhide. The majority of the hides we get are from around the Midwest area, and then we have our own way in which we tan and treat the leather to make it a Wilson football.
In addition to the cowhide, what other materials go into an NFL football?
Well, you have the leather for the actual ball. You have the bladder that actually goes inside the football to hold the air. And then you have the laces that actually lace up the football.
Can you take us through the process of how the footballs are actually assembled and crafted?
The easiest thing to really understand the process is, and certainly every year at the Super Bowl, it's the one time we actually bring our factory from Ada to the NFL experience right now for consumers to see just that. So the way in which we set it up is the leather is actually cut. We cut the panels. When you cut the panels of leather, when you sew a football, you actually sew the football inside out. So after we sew the football inside out, we then take the football to the turner, and the person's responsibility there is to turn the football right side out. It's a very difficult process. It's definitely the most physical piece in the factory. So once the football is turned right side out, we then move it over to our lacer, where they actually insert the bladder and lace the football. And then we bring the football over to our molding system machine, and we actually mold the football. So when you put the football in the molding machine, we bring it up to 120 pounds of pressure to give it the shape, put the air in the ball, and then we bring it back down to 13 pounds of pressure, which is what's needed for an authentic NFL game ball.
Now, I imagine that your workers there have to be fairly highly trained and skilled to produce a football in that manner.
Absolutely, and that's the thing. One of the things we're really proud of is the fact that of all the employees that work at the factory, which is 120, on average we're at over 20 years of experience at Wilson. And what the benefit to that is, the person who sews a football or turns a football or laces a football, they do that every day. We're the only world's dedicated football factory. So we do it 12 months a year. And when you do something like that every day, you become very good at it. And the good translates into consistency. Each and every time a player on a field, whether it's Tom Brady, Eli Manning, or anyone, when they feel a football, it's got to feel the same each and every single time.
How many footballs are turned out every year by the factory, the workshops in Ada?
We make over 700,000 game footballs a year.
Molly Wallace says Wilson official NFL footballs have undergone some changes over the past several decades, mainly in the way the leather is treated and in the type of lacing used. But the specs on game balls are determined by the National Football League. With a postcard from Ada, Ohio, I'm Steve Hirschberg.